here we go. Henry Schaufuss, please welcome.
Of all my favorite things to do, the utmost is to have a brew. Beer so frosty, smooth, and cold, it's the best pure liquid gold. My love for my foamy friend grows with each thirst-quenching elbow bend. Yes, beer means many things to me, but that's all for now, because right now I gotta go, and I forget the rest. Somebody help me out. So that is the ode to beer. I thought I'd pass that along. Since tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, seemed like it was kind of a timely thing to do. So now on to my story. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Okay, for a number of years, we lived in southeastern Ohio, a small town by the name of Cambridge. Population about 12,000 or so. This was back in the 1950s and 60s. And it happens to be the hometown of a fellow named William Boyd, who was a movie actor for many years. He made a lot of westerns, played a character named, right, Hoppy. Okay, William Boyd, Hopalong Cassidy, Cambridge, Ohio. All right, every so often I go back to Cambridge for a visit, and I like to walk around because it's an older town of lots of old houses there. Most of them are about 100 years old. And these are two-story houses and kind of craftsman or Victorian-type houses. So I really enjoy walking around. On one of my visits, I happened to be walking through a neighborhood of an acquaintance and a lady somewhat older than myself. Her name was Evelyn Scott. Since I was passing her house, I decided to stop and say hello. She was home, and a very gracious lady, she invited me inside. And we had a nice conversation, and while we were talking, one of the things that she passed on to me was how she happened to meet her husband, Robert Scott, who was from Cambridge. Now, she was originally from Edinburgh, Scotland. That's where she was from. That's where she grew up. And they were both from the World War II period. And during the war years, she was in her early 20s. And he was in his early 20s. He was in the service. I think he was in the Army, stationed in Edinburgh for a time. And that's where they got acquainted, probably at a service club. She was going out with her girlfriends. He was going with some of his buddies. And that's where they met, and they always had a good time. They laughed, they danced, they sang, and they had a grand time. And that's how they got acquainted. But then eventually, the time came when he got transferred, and then that was over. And then the war ended, and he came back to Cambridge, Ohio. And he was glad to be back home, but something was wrong. He missed Evelyn. He wanted to see her again. So he sat down and wrote a letter. And he addressed it to Evelyn Sinclair, Miss Evelyn Sinclair. That was her last name at the time. And since he did not know her street address, so what do you do? Well, what he did was he sent it in care of the postmaster, Edinburgh, Scotland. Now, he knew this was a long shot because Edinburgh, Scotland is a city of 500,000 people. And so there was little chance that she would get it. But he decided, well, if you come to a fork in the road, take it. So he sent the letter off. And not too long after that, it arrived in Edinburgh at the main post office and was delivered to the postmaster. And he studied it briefly, and he wasn't sure what to do with it. And about this time, one of his postal workers, a young lady, was passing by. He showed her the letter and said, "Look, I don't know what to do with this." She looked at it, read the name, Evelyn Sinclair, and said, "I know her. She's a friend of mine. I'll give it to her." Postmaster said, "I'll give her to her. This is one letter I want to deliver myself." So, what's the address? So she gave him the address. He drove over. She was home, handed her the letter. She was delighted to get it. It turned out that she missed him just as much as he missed her. So she responded right away, replied, sent him a letter. There was a short exchange of letters after that. Then he wanted to renew the acquaintanceship. And so he told her, "I'm coming over to Edinburgh, and we're going to renew this friendship." And so that's what he did. And it turned out that they actually were very fond of each other. And before long, they decided to get married. He brought her back home to Cambridge. But that is not the end of the story. She went on to tell me that the first year away from Edinburgh was very hard. It was very rough. And she just couldn't seem to get acclimated. She had lost all her friends. You know, she was thousands of miles away from her family. And she just couldn't make that adjustment. After a year, she said, "Look, I got to go back to Edinburgh and see what's going on." And so that's what they did. Robert went along with her. They go back to Edinburgh for a visit. And when they get there, she finds out that the picture had changed. It was no longer what it had been before. All her old girlfriends had gotten married, or most of them had, and were starting families. She says to Robert, "Hey, it looks like those wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. So I guess that's it. It looks like it's over. We might as well go home." So that's what they did, went back home to Cambridge. And now, after she had seen what things were like back in Edinburgh, that the whole thing had changed, they weren't going out anymore and having a good time, she kind of settled down and things improved, things got better. They started a family of their own, had three kids, two girls and a boy. Eventually he became mayor of Cambridge. And they lived happily ever after. And it's all because he wrote a letter, signed it, sealed it, and put it in the mail, and it got delivered with a little bit of luck and some help from a friend. And that's the story. True story.